Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, which is today's portion from the Ephesians series. The last time we understood the background and the theme and purpose of this epistle. Do you know what is the theme of this epistle? Anybody? Walk worthy, right? Conduct that matches the great calling. I know one doctor who has been practicing for many years, keeps his medical textbook in his car. Whenever he has doubts about his practice, immediately he refers to the theory. He always keeps the medical textbook in his car. So what I observed, even though he is practicing, but he always understanding what to do. So he is not doing by himself. He is matching to the theory. In the same way, we must always check our Christian practice with Christian doctrines. That is the theme of this epistle. Before he talks about practice, Paul wants to encourage us with doctrines. The doctrine is found initially in verse 1 and 2 itself. That is our today portion. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Paul says like this, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Which is two words, but you can understand very clearly our blessedness in the Godhead. We can see God blesses us abundantly. His people, that is found verse 1 and 2. If you see, especially verse 1 part B, to the saints who are at Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus. We were called sinners, right? No one can say that I am saint, right? So all of us are sinners, but what Paul is calling us, saints. And Paul is calling us faithful. And look at verse 2, grace to you and peace from God. Grace and peace, these are blessings that comes from God. You can see very clearly that our blessedness is in the Godhead. There are many blessings that we receive from God and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Today I want to remind you of key blessings that come from the Godhead to the church. I want to remind you, brothers and sisters, the blessings are not earthly, but heavenly. Three ways that the Godhead blesses us. The first way the Godhead blesses us is by giving us spiritual authorities. By giving us spiritual authorities. Look at verse 1. Even this is blessing, right? Having spiritual authority in our lives that shows God's blessings in our life. We can see how it can be blessing to us after a few minutes. Apostleship. Can you see verse 1? Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God. Apostleship is the identification or the office of Paul. Paul and apostle, both are the same person. The literal meaning is sent one, messenger. But we need to understand, here we have two facts about apostles. The first fact about apostles is Christ owned apostles. Christ owned apostles. If you see verse 1, an apostle of God. An apostle of God. If you see an apostle of Christ Jesus. Apostle Paul belongs to Jesus. His apostleship comes from Jesus. Jesus owned Paul. That is the Greek idea. The ownership of apostleship belongs to Jesus Christ. He was the messenger, a sent one by Christ. He has seen the risen Christ, was appointed as apostle of Gentiles by Christ to preach the gospel. He was trained under Jesus Christ for 3 years and received special revelation directly from Jesus. So he has extraordinary status in front of Jesus, because Jesus gave that status to Apostle Paul. There are no apostles like 12 men, but there are pastors and elders, even deacons in the church, all of them owned by Jesus. Jesus gave that authority to them. So that is the first fact about apostleship. So we need to understand, if you want to respect the word of God, especially New Testament, the New Testaments were written by apostles. If you want to love New Testament, you should understand the authority of apostleship. Why they have authority? Because Jesus owns them. They belong to Jesus Christ. The second fact about apostles is God appointed apostles. Jesus owns apostles. God appointed apostles. Paul did not make himself an apostle. We need to understand, God made him. God appointed him. Look at verse 1. Which says, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. Can you see that? Not by will of Paul, by the will of God. God appointed Paul an apostle. The idea is, the will of God is the agency to become an apostle. God's will is agency to make Paul an apostle. This is not Paul's will, but God's will. God himself decided to make Paul an apostle to Gentiles. This is showing clearly that ministering or serving the church is not the will of God. Not will of Paul, not any other man, but this is will of and purpose and plan of God. The will of God refers to the act of willing, a desiring. God desired to make Paul an apostle. This is important. Do you know how many letters Paul wrote? 13 letters. If you want to read 13 letters in the New Testament, if you want to obey those words, you should understand why we should obey Paul's words in those letters. Because God appointed Paul an apostle. Christ made Paul an apostle. It refers to the will which is to be fulfilled in the life of Christian. You know, brothers and sisters, the will of God is good and sovereign. We should not feel bad why Paul is an apostle. Why I am not an apostle. That is God's desire. God made not only apostles in application, even pastors, the church planters were made, will be made by the will of God. How are spiritual apostles a blessing to us? As I mentioned before, they witnessed Jesus' death and resurrection. So we can trust in their words. The word of God, especially New Testament, was written through them directly or indirectly. The true gospel was taught by them. And Christian doctrines and practices were taught by them. We must obey apostles' teaching, not anyone's messages. You know, they planted churches in Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria and pagan countries. God made Paul an apostle. He gave that authority to him. Not only to him, remaining apostles as well. So though in that response, we should be thankful to God and Jesus for giving us gifted men in the past and the present. If you are confused about the truth in the Bible, and if you are confused about truth in the world, you should turn to the word of God, which is written by apostles. Because God made them. God appointed them. Jesus has sent them. Even Acts chapter 2 verse 42 says, they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching. Why we should listen to the apostles' teaching because Christ sent them. God appointed them. That's why we respect. Even Jude chapter 1 verse 3 says, "Beloved, while I was making every effort to write you about our common salvation, I felt the necessity to write to you, appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all handed down to the saints." Can you see? The word of God, the faith that refers to the doctrine in verse 3 of Jude, we should fight for the doctrine. Why? Whatever written by apostles, especially Paul, that is important. That is Lord's word. That is the word of God. God himself appointed. You listen to Paul. You listen to Peter. You listen to these apostles whom I was appointed. Whom I appointed. That shows authority. That shows reliability. We should not listen to anyone else. That's why, you know, if anyone is contradicting the word of God, the words of apostles, we should not listen to them. We should not listen to them. Do you think apostleship is blessing to us? Yes, they are blessing. God blessed us by sending, by giving apostles, spiritual authorities. They have authority. That's why we should thank God. That's why we should thank Jesus. Otherwise, what will happen? Somebody X will come. Y will come. See, you should listen to me. God sent me. God has sent me. You should listen to me. I have spoken. God has spoken with me in dreams. I have seen visions. You should listen to me. Why we should not listen to anybody else? Because God told, these are men I appointed. I gave them. You should listen to them. So brothers and sisters, don't listen to anyone else if they are contradicting the word of God, especially which is written by the apostles. The second way the Godhead blesses us is by making us a special people. By making us a special people. As I reminded you before, we were sinners by nature. We were sinners by acts. We were sinners by our words. But what happened, amazing thing is, we were called as saints. Can you see verse 1, which says that, "To these saints who are at Ephesus, who are faithful in Christ Jesus." Can you see that? The complete difference. Sinners became saints. Unfaithful people became faithful. We were being called as saints. What a great the titles that we received in Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? When you consider, when you think about your past life, how much sinful you are, but you are being called as saints because of the gospel, because of Christ. That is the blessing. That is the blessing. Why you are being blessed? Why I am saying our blessedness is in Godhead? Because God made us a special people, a unique people. Two special titles that we are being called. The first special title that we are being called is saints in Christ. Saints. The idea is, the saints are the those who received the letter from Paul. The Paul writes this letter to the saints who are at Ephesus. Paul wrote this letter not primarily to saints who are at Ephesus, but all the saints in the Asia Minor. The name Ephesus was omitted in some earlier manuscripts, as I said last time. Paul knows Ephesians. But look at verse 15. Look at verse 15, chapter 1, verse 15, which says, "I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ." So he is saying, "I heard." Paul spent his time with Ephesus, right? With them he spent. He knows them. But he is saying, "I heard." That means this letter is primarily, not primarily to Ephesus, all saints in Asia Minor. So he is calling them saints. To sinners, he did not say that. To the saints. That happened because of Jesus, right? You know the meaning of this word is to set apart for God. They are holy ones. They are saints as consecrated to God. They are special people. Just as Israelites are a holy nation, for God selected them from other nations. Exodus chapter 19 verse 6 says, "You shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." The same idea. Same idea. They are holy nation because they have a covenant relationship with God. They are holy nation because God is holy. God made them. Even Christians are also holy nations. Where is it? 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. I know some of you memorize these verses. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. Can you see that? God made you a holy people, a saints. Christians are saints because of the new relationship that they have with God through Jesus. They are set apart for him and his service. He has chosen us, right, before the foundation of the world to make us saints. To make us saints. That's why, you know, sometimes we call St. Paul Church, St. Peter Church. Not only Paul and Peter are saints. All of us are saints. Sometimes we forget that. We think only those apostles were saints. Saint Audi, Saint Mario, Saint Vijay. All of us saints. That's what Bible is saying to these saints. All believers are saints. God made it by grace. Brothers and sisters, you must be holy. If you understood this truth, I am saint. I am saint. So you should act like saint. So that is the implication. That is the implication. If you think, if I think I am saint, God made me as saint, we should act like saint. If you understand, for example, collector, how he comes, how he walks, how he speaks with authority, because he is acting like collector. He is acting like some authority person, right? When you are being called as saints, you should act as saints. That is the implication. That is the lesson we should learn. You can live holy life. You can live holy because Christ made you holy. Don't say that I don't have capacity to live out holy life. I know all of us are weak. We are struggling. But you are saying God gave you that strength, that ability. Do you know the Holy Spirit dwells in you? If the Holy Spirit dwells in you, he will help you. He will encourage you to live holy life, to act as saints, even though you are weak. Then he will help you by the word of God. The second special title that we are being called, that is faithful in Christ. Look at verse 1 part B. To the saints who are at Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus. Paul adds additional description about the recipients. They are not only saints, but also they are faithful in Christ Jesus. The idea is they are faithful in Christ Jesus. They live faithfully in Jesus Christ. The idea starts with, it's like, no, you have trust in Jesus Christ. Result of that, what happens? You live out faithfully. You are called as faithful. Faithfully following Jesus Christ. Faithfully following his commandments. They are being faithful in the result of their faith in Jesus Christ. Can you see that the preposition? They are faithful in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. You are saints in Christ Jesus. You are faithful in Christ Jesus. You cannot be saint without Jesus Christ. Can you see that? In Christ Jesus. If someone wants to be holy, a perfect person, like, no, pleasing everybody by looking like such a holy person, that person cannot be holy if he is not in Jesus Christ. Maybe he has self-righteousness, outward righteousness, outward holiness. One who does not have Jesus Christ, he cannot be holy, he cannot be saints. Because the title comes to those who trust in Jesus Christ, those who are in Jesus Christ. We need to understand, brothers and sisters, we must be thankful to the triune God for making us a special people. He made us saints. He made us faithful because trusting in Him. The third way the Godhead blesses us is by granting us specific blessings. Can you repeat with me? What is the first way God blesses us? Spiritual authorities, right? Second way? Yes. Third way, by granting us specific blessings. God blessing us with specific blessings. He is giving us, granting us. Look at verse 2. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The idea is that the saints who are at Ephesus and the faithful in Jesus Christ receive grace and peace of God. Two things about spiritual blessings, specific blessings that we must know. The first thing about specific blessings that we must know is elements of specific blessings. Here we have two elements of specific blessings. What is the first element of specific blessing? Grace. Grace is the unmerited favor which is freely given to sinners. Grace is the unmerited favor which is freely given to sinners. Whenever Paul urges grace in his greetings, indicates a deep, prayerful concern for the church. He desires that the church must experience more grace, which they already experienced, but they should experience abundantly so that they can practice the doctrine. They can live out of doctrines. Just I want to remind you, brothers and sisters, of why we need the grace as saved sinners and unsaved sinners. I know we are mixed with saved sinners, some of them unsaved. But whoever you are, but you need grace. Whoever you are, you need grace. We must study the doctrine of grace. When you see doctrine of grace, we are saved by grace. If you are not saved, you need to understand you are being saved by grace. Grace alone. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not as the result of works, so that no one may boast." Can we see that? People are being saved not by works, by grace, through faith. Some people depend on themselves, right? To go to heaven, to reach heaven after their death, they work hard. They give money to beggars, and they will do social works, and they love. Whatever they show, no, they think that whatever I am doing good things, I can go to heaven after my death. But Bible is saying that no one will go to heaven by their works. What happens if somebody is going to heaven by their works? What happens? That person will sit beside Jesus Christ. What happens when one person goes heaven with that person's works? What happens? Jesus, that person will become equal. Then that person may say that, listen carefully, brothers and sisters, listen carefully. What happens? No, that person will say, Jesus, you saved these people by grace. But I came by my works. I did not come to heaven by your salvation. I came by myself. So who is great in heaven? Who is great? Who will get glory? If one person go to heaven with that person works, that person will get glory. You know, Bible says very clearly, God does not give glory to anyone. Anyone. All of us will go to heaven by the work of Jesus Christ, not works of you. Amen. If you depend on your works day by day, what happens? One day you are perfect. What about next day? 1 month you are perfect. What about next month? Okay, 1 year you are perfect, you are doing righteous works, you are holy. What about next year? Are you give guarantee to live holy life entire your life? But we know that by nature, all of us sinners. You cannot go to heaven by your works. That's why we need grace. That's why we need grace. That's why I'm saying God blesses us with grace. With grace. We are saved by grace. Not only that, we are sanctified by grace. Okay, some of us say, yeah, we are saved by grace. But you cannot sanctify yourself by your strength, by your wisdom. We are sanctified by grace alone. Titus chapter 2 verse 11, which says, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men. Okay, we are saved by grace. Then verse 12 says, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age. The grace of God instructing us to deny ungodliness. Can you see that? Generally what happens, no? If you think about grace, 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 what happens? We can commit sin, right? Anyway, I can go to heaven by his work. I don't need to practice righteousness. But if you understand grace, one person can live holy life on the earth after his salvation by grace of God. Not only that, we are sanctified by grace. We are equipped to serve by grace. 1 Peter 4:10 says, as each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good steward of the manifold grace of God. Can you see that? Even we serve by grace. Ephesians 4:7 says, but to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Can you see that? Not only we are equipped to serve by grace, we will be glorified by grace. 1 Peter 1:1 says, fix your hope completely on the grace be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. We need grace eternally from salvation. I think this cross reference is wrong. You can check later. Sorry for that. See, yeah, that is in 1 Peter chapter 1, I think verse 7, I think. 7 or 4. 13, sorry. So 1 Peter 1:13 says that no, we will be glorified by grace. The second element of specific blessing is the peace. The first element of specific blessing is grace. So you cannot live your life without grace. But you cannot live your life without peace also. Verse 2, peace to you, it says, right? Grace to you and peace from God, our Father. The meaning of the peace is to reconcile ourselves with God and with others. Paul prays that, wishes for the church. The church should have peace. The Lord will give that. Why do we need peace? Again, we need to understand, we were enemies to God. We were enemies to men. We must have reconciliation with God and men. Peace comes through the reconciliation with God. The reconciliation with God comes through the gospel. That is the reason gospel is called the gospel of peace. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 15. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel is called as the gospel of peace. Through gospel, you can have peace. Even believers are called to have peace in Ephesians 4:3, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So we should have peace with man. We should have peace with God. We need the peace. So Paul is asking us, Paul is praying that God may give that peace to you. We need an urgent thing, brothers and sisters, that we cannot buy through Zomato and Swiggy. We don't get in the supermarket. We won't get in the entertainment, in the movies, cinema halls. We won't get. We can't buy, we can't create. That is none other than peace with God and peace with man. We need grace also. If you ask where we will get these blessings, that leads to the second thing about specific blessings that we must know. Sources of specific blessings. Sources of specific blessings. Where you will get peace. Where you will get grace. We need grace. We need peace. We understood very clearly. But where we should go? Paul is answering. Two sources of spiritual blessings that Paul is answering, giving. The first source of spiritual blessing is God our Father. God our Father. The saints and faithful people receive grace from God. God is the source of grace and peace. Paul further explains who this God is. Father. But if you see, you know, so many times atheists, they convey that they have peace. Their life is very smooth and nice. You know, atheists, how they speak. There is no God. There is no God. I don't believe in God. But no, they act like they have peace in themselves. But Bible is saying very clearly, peace comes from God. God alone can give peace and grace. The source of peace and grace is God. You cannot buy chicken in mobile shop. You cannot buy a mobile in chicken shop. You cannot get peace and grace somewhere else. You should run to one who has that. That is God. One who created you. One who made you out of mud. And gave you all privileges, happiness, everything. He blessed you everything. Whatever sea and creatures and the nature you are enjoying, God gave that. Whatever you eat, like chicken, whatever you are enjoying, fish, who gave it? God gave it. Everything he gave, but you are running not after him, but running something else. Some people say that there is no God. Some people say that there is God, that is me. They don't trust in true God. They trust their mommy, daddy. They bow down to mommy, daddy. You are my God. They are not God. They are not creators of you. But God used them to bring you on the earth. But we need to understand that all human beings should run to God, the source of peace and grace. Why the incident happened at Pahalgam? Because they don't have peace with God. Why they are killing brutally? Because they don't have peace with God. These things will happen on the earth when people don't have peace with God. Why they don't have peace with God? Because they don't know Christ. They are not coming to God, the source of grace and peace. The two blessings of grace and peace are said to driven from God our Father. That God is our Father, one who cares, one who loves, one who protects his people, especially by granting them grace and peace. Anybody on earth who needs grace and peace, that person should run to God. Run to God. Ephesians 2:8, I want to remind you again, for by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Can you see that? It is the gift of God. The faith and grace, both are gift of God. God gives grace to save you. Even I want to remind you again, that is unmerited favor. Unmerited. You won't deserve it. But God is giving it freely. Even Romans 5:1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know, brothers and sisters, Jesus was punished by God to have peace with you. He doesn't want to kill you. He doesn't want to send you in hell eternally. He poured out the wrath of God on his son to save you. That is grace. He wants to have peace with you. Just run to him to have that peace, to have that grace. Do you feel you are a child of God? Do you lean on him as your father? Do you share all things with him as your father? Are you discussing with him about your life? He is your father who gives all spiritual blessings. For salvation, you need his grace. For holiness, you need his grace. For ministry, you need his grace. For even glorification, you need his grace. He has abundant of grace abundance of grace that overflows like river, unstoppable river. A problem with us is that we depend on our wisdom and strength to overcome things that we fight. You know, sometimes I was reading Endurance, and then he gave an example, like, no? That author likes one movie hero. That movie hero, no? He does everything by himself. Like, no, investigation, fighting, he cannot depend on anybody else. By himself, he does everything unto the climax. Then, no, he is like superhero. But one thing we should remember, we are not superheroes. Those are movies. But sometimes we act like superheroes. Why I'm saying that? We won't depend on God for peace and grace. We want to solve all our problems by ourselves. That start the end of your life. If you depending on God for everything, then what happens? The Father will bless you. I know I am Father. Whenever my child asks me, and Daddy, I want that. If she needs something else, you know, she calls me Appa. Appa means Tamil word. So she knows if she calls me Appa, Appa will give more. So I like that word. See, what happens, no, when my daughter is calling me Appa, depending on me, it gives me pleasure. It gives me pleasure. I want to do some more things for my daughter. If it happens with me, sinful father, what about God? If you depend on him, it says, Paul says, God our Father. Can you see that our Father? What he said, the Father? No. He says that very clearly, from God our Father. Do you have that personal relationship? Our Father? Can you say that my Father? That is the idea. Your Father will give grace and mercy. Again, those who are not trusting in Jesus, you cannot call God as Father. There is no right to call God as Father if you are not trusting in Jesus Christ. So the first source of specific blessings is God our Father. The second source of specific blessings is Christ our Lord. God our Father is the source of peace and grace. Christ our Lord is the source of peace and grace. Sometimes we think that Jesus, not we, those who trust in God, they think that Jesus is not equal to God the Father. He is something less than God, especially Jehovah Witness. They believe that. God is powerful, God is God, but Jesus is small God under him. Can you see that what Paul is saying very clearly? Peace and grace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus. Can you see that? And so Jesus gives grace. Jesus gives peace. You know that Jesus is the peace giver, grace giver. Especially look at 2 Corinthians 12:9. He said to Paul, that Paul mentions in 2 Corinthians 12:9, he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For power is perfected in weakness. Can you see that Jesus is grace giver? He blesses his people with grace. Ephesians 2:14-18. Such a great passage. We will discuss later. We will study later. But I want to read for you. Ephesians 2:14-18 says, for he himself is our peace. That's why he is the source of peace. That's why he is the source of grace. Who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall by abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace. Verse 16. And might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross. Jesus died to give you peace by it having put to death the enmity. Verse 7. And he came and preached peace to you. He came and he preached peace. So Jesus Christ came to preach peace. That is, no, he wants to make peace with God. He is in middle, right? He is in middle. What happens? Sometimes fight happens. Then what middle person will come? He will take all blame and he will make those two parties one. Jesus has done that. Jesus has done that. But Paul explains, who is he? He is the Lord. He is the Lord. When you lose your sleep due to lack of peace, you are not depending on the peacemaker. Are you losing your sleep due to lack of peace? That shows, brothers and sisters, you are not depending. Bible is saying very clearly, you will receive grace and peace abundantly, abundantly. Why you are losing it? Because you think you are Superman or Superwoman. I can do my everything by myself. You forgot what Jesus did on the cross. He reconciled with God through his death. Remember, hide yourself in the rock which is covered by the grace of Jesus. Jesus is the rock where you can hide from dangers of life, especially the spiritual dangers. It is a short sermon, but three ways that God blesses us. It is there. I don't want to go beyond what is there. I explained to you. But we need to memorize. We need to think again and again. Three ways that God blesses us. The first way, by giving us spiritual authorities. What a great blessing that is. We have word of God because of Paul and other apostles. The second blessing, by making us a special people. You are saints. You are faithful. The third way, by granting us specific blessings, which we needed. You must enjoy the blessings that come from Godhead. Don't compare yourself with others. Don't feel you are nothing. Don't say that I have nothing. Don't think about unnecessary things that is in your life that are bothering you again and again. But think about the blessings that God is giving to you. So many ways. If you are worried about your life, no, what to do? Read the scripture, apostle teaching. It will comfort you. One of the songs that we sing in our church is Count Your Blessings. You remember those verses? Count your blessings. Think about the blessings that comes from Jesus Christ and God. It says, when upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, it says, count your many blessings. Name them one by one. And it will be surprise you what the Lord has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. And it will be surprise you what the Lord has done. If you understood what Lord has done in your life by looking at this passage, by thinking about memorizing these blessings that came from God, then you will be surprised. God may give us strength and energy to follow him faithfully, to understand, to glorify his name by experiencing all these blessings. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for your great love, that you have sent your only Son to show your grace and peace. Thank you, Lord, for making your children and making us to call you as our Father. What a great privilege that you have given to us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us apostles who wrote the scriptures. Thank you, Lord, for encouraging us, guiding us through the scriptures. Lord, help us, Lord, to count all your blessings and follow you. Lord, let us not be discouraged by looking at the world and looking at the all critical situations. But help us, Lord, to count all your blessings which are spiritual. Lord, we have great salvation. We have great God, our Lord Jesus Christ. He never leaves us. Thank you, Lord, for all your fellowship and love towards us. Bless us, Lord, again and again with your strength, with your grace and peace. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.